we are getting ready for a new administration. That means new heads of departments. That means new policies. And listen, in a year where we've seen so many inequities and inequalities, you do wonder how how President-elect Biden will ultimately handle matters of racial injustice going forward. So let's get some thoughts on that with Bloomberg Law social justice reporter Ayanna Alexander joining us on the phone on this Wednesday. Ayanna, good to have you here with us. What do we know so far based on what we're hearing from the Biden campaign and the new Biden incoming team that when it comes to things like racial inequities, what we might see out of this upcoming administration?
Well, the Biden camp has made clear that racial equity is one of the four pillars that they're prioritizing, right?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what type of regulations they're going to attempt to roll back in the first 100 days. We've learned about, you know, the affirmatively furthering fair housing rule that they're looking into rolling or revocating, and changes to the Department of HUD disparate impact rule. So housing is definitely up there. Bridging the racial wealth gap is up there. So it'll be interesting to see what that administration decides to tackle and when and how far they'll go with it.
Well, and it's interesting because President-elect Joe Biden, he has vowed to reverse President Trump's policies on matters of racial justice. But I do wonder how he can or how far he can get depending on what kind of Congress he has ultimately. If he's got a split Congress, can he move as forward on policies as he hopes to?
There are some options that he can take aside from Congress, mm-hmm. but of course it all depends on what we're looking at after the Georgia Senate runoff. Of course, he can look into, again, housing, but I think him trying to do things with CFPB, that's going to really depend on what type of Congress he has.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned housing, and I think this is something that has kind of got lost in the shuffle, but it's one of those policies that continues to, in many ways, you know, continue to segregate groups of Americans from one another. And, you know, we all know, you know, NIMBY, not in my backyard when it comes to different types of housing. But I do think that's a policy that, if changed significantly, could really change the socioeconomic pattern of our country significantly. And I'm curious your thoughts on that, your reporting on that.
Well, we are just now starting to dig into that, so I can't really speak too much on it. Mm. But what I can say is that this is something that he has prioritized, which is, you know, a relief to some of the fair housing advocates who have said that Trump's changes have made it harder to advance those discrimination claims and rectify housing segregation. So I'll be sitting back waiting to see what Biden does with that. And whatever he does do, I'll be there to cover it.
Yeah, no, exactly. And no, I understand that and things to come. But I do, you know, I'm curious just some of the things that you'll be looking for. And I do wonder about a vice president-elect Kamala Harris, being a woman, a minority woman, like the things that she brings to the table and also her history in the state of California, how that might help shape policy going forward.
I think people are looking at Kamala, especially around criminal justice reform, which is also a priority for President-elect Joe Biden. So it'll be interesting to see how she uses her prosecutor background to shape that. They're not really talking too much past what is on their agenda website. So they're kind of keeping things under wraps to a degree. But, you know, we're coming close and for January 20th. So it'll be interesting to see it.
You know, it's also interesting coming out of the Trump administration, you know, those, you know, tax breaks to revitalize areas. There was lots of controversy, and I know we did a bunch of reporting on it here at Bloomberg as well, about questions about whether or not tax breaks were given to investors in areas that were already kind of turning the corner. And you do need to think about that, right? Because, you know, where the money needs to go to maybe help some of those, you know, more difficult areas or those areas that have really been left behind. And money, whether it's from, you know, the big banks or what have you, or lending programs coming out of the government. I mean, that can make a significant difference as well. As you mentioned, we know the Fair Lending Groups are pressing the Biden administration to repeal, as you said, that community reinvestment rule. But that could be also a game changer here.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, the Bureau could make the fair lending anti-discrimination work fundamental under this Biden administration by prioritizing those enforcement investigations. But that's really going to depend on what the Senate is looking like.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And we'll know in a couple of weeks time at the beginning of January. The other thing I want to ask you about is, I know Labor Front, you've done this reporting, worker advocacy groups and business organizations have called for President-elect Joe Biden to undo a controversial executive order that was signed by President Trump just in September, which limits the kinds of diversity and inclusion trainings federal contractors can provide for their workforces. You know, I do think about this a lot. Talked with John Hope Bryan of Operation Hope throughout the year and during, you know, after George Floyd, and just talking about the importance of companies and the role that they can play, and also, you know, improving your supply chains, making it diverse, making it inclusive, that can have a very significant change in creating a much more equal world. And the same thing that, you know, we've got to watch what's going on the labor front specifically.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just on Wednesday, you know, we had U.S. District Judge Beth Clarkson Freeman that issued that preliminary injunction trying to halt that enforcement. But so far, that impact has been done. So we're definitely keeping eyes on the Labor Department, because limiting diversity and inclusion in for federal contractors is definitely a widespread thing that can impact the entire country.
Hey, one last question I want to ask you, something that we've talked about so much. It's not an income gap. It's a wealth gap that we are seeing that has really been laid bare starkly in this year of 2020. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, you've reported, expected to be given new priorities and to step up enforcement of fair lending. Fair lending, this is something that I feel like has been a difficult nut to crack here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is the one that I think I'm really going to be watching closely, just because it's so up in the air, given that Biden is trying to find a new director. We have been hearing that he's not so much pleased with the current director, so it'll definitely be something that I'm keeping my eyes on. But again, this is something that we're all waiting for with bated breath, pending the election.
It is a full plate, to say the least, when the Biden administration comes in, when it comes to issues like that. Bloomberg Law social justice reporter Ayanna Alexander joining us on the phone.